Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's message on X, saying his government supports the United States government's decision to return Zimbabwean citizens who have been residing in the U.S. illegally. We are also looking at the deportation of some Zimbabweans in Botswana and the problems faced by Zimbabwe exemption permit holders in South Africa. But first, a look at what is happening here in the United States of America. U.S. President Donald Trump said he wants the U.S. to take ownership of Gaza, moving beyond his earlier statements of forcing Gazans to relocate to neighboring Jordan and Egypt. Trump made the stunning announcement Tuesday evening as he hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. VOA's White House bureau chief Patsy Widakuswara has this report.
As hundreds of thousands of Gazans return to their demolished homes following the January 19th ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, on Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump made a stunning announcement.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too.
Trump went beyond the suggestion he made last month to relocate Gazans to other countries, including Jordan and Egypt. He wants to develop the area into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent in a really magnificent area that nobody would know. Nobody can look because all they see is death and destruction and rubble.
Trump made the announcement as he hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. You are the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House.
Trump did not share details on how he plans to exert control over Gaza, an area ravaged by 15 months of war. He did not rule out sending U.S. troops. And it's unclear how occupying Gaza would fit into Trump's own stated goal of expanding the Abraham Accords to include Riyadh. He brokered the deal that normalized ties between Israel and Arab countries in 2020. Saudi Arabia has said it would only agree to recognize Israel if the Gaza war ends and Palestinians have a path to statehood.
Shuffling them out of Palestine into neighboring countries is not a particularly auspicious start. So I think it's going to have quite a pronounced effect. Having said that, we don't know, as with so many things about President Trump. We just have to wait and see.
Trump's announcement on Gaza is his latest signaling of expansionist ambitions, following his statements to acquire Greenland from Denmark, take over the Panama Canal, and absorb Canada. Ahead of his meeting with Netanyahu, Trump also directed the restoration of his maximum pressure campaign on Iran to prevent it from getting a nuclear weapon. He also ended support for the UN agency that helps Palestinian refugees and withdrew the U.S. from the UN Human Rights Council, which he says is anti-Semitic. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Scientists are testing a novel technique to deter poachers targeting endangered rhinoceros for their prized horns. As part of a pilot study in South Africa, researchers have injected small radioactive pellets into the horns of live rhinos. The goal is to make the horns radioactive so there is less demand for them on the black market. Maurice de Klerk reports from the UNESCO Waterberg Biosphere Reserve in South Africa.
Three quarters is one of 20 rhinoceros in a pilot study in which radioactive pellets were injected into their horns. This 2.5 metric ton bull has received the highest dose in the study by the conservation research initiative, the Rhizotope Project. The goal is to make rhino horns radioactive to decrease the demand for them on the black market and to discourage rhino poachers who are trying to profit. Researchers are testing the rhino's blood to make sure the animals are not being harmed.
We've all been looking and trying to find the silver bullet to stop rhino poaching. And I think this could just be what we need to stop poaching in its tracks. It is a brilliant idea.
Arie van Deventer is founder and managing director of the Rhino Orphanage, and he oversees the research animals in South Africa's Waterberg region. 6 months ago, orphanage staff helped scientists insert the radioactive pellets into the horns of wild rhinos. Recently, South African and American scientists returned to take more blood samples of the research animals and measure the gamma rays that the pellets emit.
Harming the animal is the most important thing to make sure that it's completely avoided. The radiation they're getting would be almost like somebody traveling internationally on a plane overseas for like two or three times a year. So it's very, very low.
James Larkin, who leads the internationally funded program, researched the radiation dose being used in the study.
Spent 2.5 years developing computer models of the animals and carrying out the tests and comparing these with results from the International Commission on Radiation Protection. And our results compare extraordinarily favorably.
But Larkin says the dose is still strong enough to set off radiation detectors at international borders, making it more difficult to smuggle the horns. Rhinos in Africa have long been targeted by poaching syndicates that feed the black market demand for rhino horns in Asia, pushing the world's 5 rhinoceros species toward extinction. In parts of Asia, rhino horns are believed to have medicinal benefits, although there is no scientific evidence to back up that claim. Larkin says if finally approved, the technology would be more cost-effective than the current strategy of discouraging poaching by dehorning rhinos every 2 years. This is because rhino horns grow continuously.
Should be 4 more.
For Van Deventer, the rhino poaching situation is dire, so he's eager for the project results. Scientists hope blood tests will confirm that the animals are still healthy. Test results are expected in about 2 months. If funding permits, the technology could be offered to rhino owners by the end of this year. Marise de Klerk, VOA News, Waterberg, South Africa.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa says his government supports the United States government's decision to return home Zimbabwean citizens who have been residing in the U.S. illegally. President Mnangagwa said this through his X account, and at least 545 Zimbabweans are said to be deported from the United States as President Donald Trump's administration intensifies its crackdown on illegal immigrants. The Zimbabweans are among more than 1 million immigrants who were flagged for removal by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in November. In Botswana, despite President Duma Boko's promise that he will regularize undocumented Zimbabwean immigrants, scores of Zimbabweans are being rounded up, mostly at construction sites and on the streets where they line up in search of odd jobs. Analysts say this is an indication that Mr. Boko's promise might not be fulfilled, as he is under pressure from his citizens to act against migrants and protect locals. On average, according to government statistics, Botswana deports over 15,000 Zimbabweans every year at a cost of more than 1 million pulas. In South Africa, Zimbabweans who are under the Zimbabwe Exemption Permits, or ZEP, program are meeting this Friday at the Helen Suzman Foundation offices in Johannesburg with the aim of finding a lasting solution on the challenges ZEP holders are facing ever since the South African government extended their permits by another year until November 2025. Ongovadiwa watariri nevatereri tinogamuchirai nemufaro muchirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nezvaro zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvemashoko emutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa ekuti hurumende yavo yakagadzirira kutsigira matanho arutorwa nehurumende yeAmerica ekudzosa kumusha zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze nehurumende yavaDonald Trump zviri kugara munyika yeAmerica zviri kunze kwemutemo, nekudaro zvinenge zvasungwa. Kutaura kwatiri kuita iye zvino kunonzi kune zvizvarwa zvinotaurwa zveZimbabwe zvinosvika mazana mashanu nemakumi mana nemashanu nevashanu kana 454 ndinodzokorera 545 vari kunzi vakasungwa vachigara muAmerica zviri kunze kwemutemo vakasungwa muna November muna mbudzi gore rapera nekudaro vanotarisirwa kudzoserwa kumusha ndovari kunzi nehurumende yeZimbabwe vachange vachitsigirana nehurumende yeAmerica padano iroro tichatarisawo zvakare zviri kuitika muBotswana kwatinonzwa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kusungwa nekudzoserwa kumusha uye tichitarisawo zvakare zviri kuitika muSouth Africa uko zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit zviri kuti zviri kushungurudzwa nemapurisa zvaita kuti zvizvarwa izvi zvironge kuita musangano nechishanu svondo rino wekuziya nzira dzingapedza matambudziko aya musangano uyu unonzi uri kuitirwa kumahofisi emagweta anomirira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pamaZimbabwe exemption permit muchirongwa cheZEP pamahofisi avo eHelen Suzman Foundation muJohannesburg. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's message on the X platform, saying he supports the United States government's decision to repatriate and return Zimbabwean citizens who have been residing in the U.S. illegally. We are also going to look at the deportation of some Zimbabweans in Botswana and the problems faced by Zimbabwe exemption permit holders in South Africa. To discuss this, we are joined by U.S.-based ZANU-PF member, Mr. Frank Guni, concerned citizens director, Mr. Tim Muringai, who is in Ohio, also in the USA, and ZEP national coordinator, Mr. Edward Muchatuta, who is in Beitbridge. Welcome to our program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga.
Thank you so much, Tinotenda. Let me start with you, Mr. Muringai. What do you have to say about President Mnangagwa's message on the issue of Zimbabweans facing deportation from the USA?
I think first it was a welcome stance, but we know that the Zimbabwean situation is dire right now with an unemployment which is above 90%, retail stores closing, and the economic sector just diving into the abyss. And so if you look at the 545 people that are being deported, if we had a government that really works hard for its people, they would actually have sent maybe an emissary over here to talk to the Trump administration to have these people legalize their paperwork. We have seen it done by a lot of countries where their government come and represent their people and say, hey, listen, can you help us help these people? Because returning them to Zimbabwe will not help anybody. For instance, if you take 545 people and let's say they are supporting four family siblings, that's like 2,800 people or households that have lost monies. These people who are living in the United States were working and probably sending money back home to Zimbabwe. But, so it's a very, very sad situation.
Yeah, before I go to our other guests, but Mr. Muringai, some of these people that are being rounded up are said to have committed crimes, and you expect the U.S. government to put up with that?
No. Not those that have committed crimes. That's okay. I'm talking about those that have just been raided up and being told that they've been here illegally and stuff. Like the mass deportation with the Trump administration has been going through.
Thank you so much.
That have committed crimes, yeah, they can, yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll come back to you. Let me go to Mr. Guni. Mr. Guni, many people who are running away from Zimbabwe blame the ZANU-PF-led government for various reasons. Now that these people will be deported back to the same system they ran away from, what can you say?
Well, let's look at the people that are on the list that are said to be due to be deported back home. We know there are basically two categories. They are people who have committed crimes in the United States, and they are being sent back home because they have broken the laws of the host country, which is the United States. And then the second group are people who, most of them applied for asylum status in this country, and their asylum applications have been denied for one reason or the other, and they've exhausted all legal channels for them to legally stay here. So, because these people have no more remedy available for them, it is prudent for the government of Zimbabwe to accept its citizens and take them back because they are Zimbabweans. The government of Zimbabwe has an obligation to take them back and, of course, ensure that they have a safe environment which is conducive for them to be innovative and support themselves and live with their families.
Thank you so much.
Now,
yes.
Yeah. I was about to say, the question of how they left Zimbabwe is a separate issue. Like I just alluded to, if you look at the list, majority of these people who are being sent back, they came here and applied for political asylum. But those political asylum applications failed because they could not satisfy the provisions of the United States regulations here. So they have to go back to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yes, let's hear from Mr. Muchatuta. Mr. Muchatuta, there are some Zimbabweans who are saying that the government says it is going to assist or to support the American government, yet there are Zimbabweans who are deported daily from South Africa and dumped at the border, and the government is not doing anything to assist. What's your take on that?
Mr. Jonga, it's so surprising that Mr. Guni is saying that the government is ready to take care of Zimbabweans who are from the United States. What's so special about those who are in the United States? Well, the same statement was being said for the ZTP holders for the past 4 years. We have got almost 4 years since our permits were being said to have expired. And our government said that they were ready to take care of us. Some of our members even went back to Zimbabwe. But to come back, right now we are struggling to reapply waivers and general work permit for those people who had gone back to Zimbabwe on the assumption that the government was ready to take care of them. But ourselves, with other members, we even applied for land. If we have got proof of that application for land, which we applied through the South African embassy, right now, no reply on the land which was applied. How are we going to go back to Zimbabwe if we are not going to be able to sustain ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Guni, that question is directed to you. You heard what Mr. Muchatuta said. He said what's so special about those coming from America if the government is failing to do the same for those that are being deported from South Africa.
Let me clarify one thing. I wanted to make sure that the previous panelists understood what I said. I said the government of Zimbabwe has an obligation to accept its citizens. It cannot deny its citizens to come back to their country. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, the people that are being returned Again, they are Zimbabweans. They have a right to go back to Zimbabwe. There is no difference between Zimbabweans who are being deported from the United States, from Europe, or from any other country. They are still Zimbabweans. The government of Zimbabwe has an obligation to accept all of them on an equal footing and ensure that they live in Zimbabwe peacefully and they are accorded their rights and there is enough provision for them to fend for and look after themselves.
Thank you
they
so
should
much.
Go yes. And ensure that they contribute to the development
yes.
Of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Aguni. Taita Muteerera ari parunhare ndodzoka kwamuri. Hello? Takasimba ndiye nawo?
Ndoto nifieta mundi. Ndiri kuno kuBotswana, ndinokanda kuBotswana.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma, tanzwa kuti kuBotswana uko vanhu vari kuchemawo kuti hurumende yeBotswana iri kubata zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinenge zvisina magwara ekugara munyika iyi zvichidzoserwa kumusha. Tipei tinzwe zvamuri kuda kutaura.
Right, ini zvandiri kutaura zvekutanga ndinokomendeza nhau yavo muNangagwa. VaMunangagwa chavari kunyanya kukurudzira kuti tichichi tidzikwe kunokuka, vari kuda kuti tikarwadziwa toenda nemari dzedu dzoo dzatiri kushanda kuno kutoenda kwavari kuti vagwanise kunotidhirisira mapasipoti. Dasoo muri kunzi vari kukufara kuti vatirambo vadhinge maforeinars. Kune kuBotswana kwatiri kunoku zvekunzi vanhu vari kudzingwa tiri kungozvinzwirawo pamaredio saizvozvi asi isusu hatisatasangana nedambudziko iroro. Vanobata pano nepapo kunyanyanyanya kana vanhu vaita mutsikanzo munongoziva mazimbabweni sevanhu vanobva kunotamburwa vane mutsikanzo dzimwe nguva dzacho asi kuri kunzi hakuno kunogarika zvekutodarika Zimbabwe ende kunotosiyana nekuZimbabwe zvekuti isu tinogara zvakanaka kutodarika kunyika yedu izvi tisina magwaro tiri kugara zvakanaka kubata kufamba kuno kuti unotofamba izvinoenderana nemoto unogona kutodhiraivha saizvi nesina license. Saka kubatawo vanenge kuchajawo mari dzavo dzekutodhirivha zvina license but zvekuti vari kubata vachitsunga vanhu vachidhipota
muri kutozvinzwawo kumanepfenyuro
rungova usati vavi ikokuno.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda zvikuru vayo Tamu mova nezuva rakanaka. Regai ndidzokere kwamuri Mr. Muringai. Let me go back to Mr. Muringai. Mr. Muringai, you heard what our caller said. He is calling from Botswana. He said that in Botswana, they are not facing the same problems, or he has not yet witnessed such problems. But the government of Botswana says 15,000 Zimbabweans are deported annually. What can you say about this?
Well, we would have to defer with the Botswana government numbers because they are the ones that tally their processes of deporting people. But like I was saying earlier to my brother, Mr. Guni, and everything, yes, the Zimbabwean government has an obligation to accept its people. But at the same time, that's why we have a trade minister and a foreign affairs minister who can come here to America and say, okay, these people have failed their asylum applications. But Mr. Trump, can you give us a process whereby you can help our people since our economy in Zimbabwe is not doing good? Because if you look at the numbers, if we're talking about numbers, we as diaspora, we contribute $1.6 billion in remittances every year. If you go by the number that I've given you earlier of four times 545 people, that's $218,000 a month, which comes to like $2.2 million diaspora funds, which are going to be missed by the Zimbabweans. If the people have committed crimes, yes, I agree, Zimbabwe has to take them and try and rehabilitate. But you cannot go from a situation where you are helping our country to a situation where 90% unemployment.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mshatuta, Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are meeting on Friday at the Helen Suzman Foundation offices in Johannesburg. Tell us more about your meeting.
We are not meeting as the deputy holders alone, because with our challenges back home, we have also managed to invite our ambassador and the consular general, as well as other organizations which are in solidarity with our struggle, which is the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, and is Zim Excel led by advocate Shumba. The reason for the meeting is on the way forward towards the announcement by Minister of Home Affairs, Elias Kaya, by November, whereby he said that they were going to implement what came out from the law, which is the judgment, whereby the law said that they had to do the PADA, whereby they should consult the members. So these are the discussions which we are going to discuss on the way forward. We have invited all the representatives from all 9 South African provinces.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'll come back to you. Mr. Guni, you heard what Mr. Muringai said. He said that Zimbabweans in the diaspora are contributing almost $1.6 billion in remittances annually. Is this a cause for Zimbabwean government to assist in their stay or legalization in the foreign in foreign land? Can this be a point for the government to make sure that it can send emissaries to America to talk to the U.S. government, please don't deport our people because they are contributing to Zimbabwe?
Absolutely not. This is the most ridiculous suggestion I've ever heard from any Zimbabwean. If the Zimbabweans who are here have problems in the U.S., we have an embassy, we have consulate here. We have 2 missions, one in New York, one here in Washington, D.C. If we have Zimbabweans here who need assistance from our government, they can contact our embassy here. There's no reason whatsoever for our government to send an emissary from Zimbabwe. In any case, any government would laugh at you if you are going to send your own minister or any emissary from your capital to come and say the people we have been rendered illegal in another country to beg for them to stay there illegally. That's just politically nonsensical.
Thank you. Let me hear from Mr. Muringai. Our time is running out. Mr. Muringai, ndozvauti munoda kupindura. Hanzina vaguni izvo zvinotosoresa hurumende nenyika zvokuti kutumwe vanhu vanouya kunonga vachikumbira muhurumende yeAmerica kuti tichengeterei vanhu ivo vachifananga vachidzoserwa kuZimbabwe.
Zvinhu zvese vaguni zvavanoziva imataurirano. Handi tikuona kuti ezvinezvi vaTrump vari kuisa matariffs in other countries, but hazvina kuperera ipapo. Vakabva vataurirana navaTrudeau, vakataurirana naMexican president, vachataurirana navaShe. Ndo zvatotaura kuti ngakutumwe vanhu vanouya kuzotaura negovernment. Vanhu vari illegal, but they can be made regularized by our officials representing their interests as Zimbabwean citizens.
Thank you so much. Vamuchatuta, mashoko amungasiyira vana veZimbabwe vari kushupika pari nhasi vane maZimbabwe exemption permit vatiri kunzwa kuti vari kusangana nematambudziko ivo vaine magwaro. Ndezvipi zvamungavataurira kuti vaite? Nokuti tiri kunzwa kuti vanovasunga mapurisa anoti tinokusungai nekuti magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit haasi mumapasipot enyu.
Ndinofunga zvichinzi zvichakwanisa kubuda mumusangano watichaita musi wechishanu, saka tichazodzokera kwavari uye tinotenda nemistudio 7 mukubatsira kuti tikwanise kutaura nevanhu vedu, nekuti zvimwe zvikonzero zvatiri kusangana nazvo zvinosanganisira mapasipoti, mari yemapasipoti ari kudhura, uye tine vanhu vasina kana maid ekuZimbabwe. Saka pamusangano watichaita mushure macho nematinyazokwanisa kudzoka zvekare kuvanhu vedu tichivaudza zvokuita. Asi pari zvino tinongovakurudzira kuti ndavaapply mawaivers avo nemagenera works visa avo, vakamirira kuti tichabuda nezvipi.
Tinotenda vaguni. Mashoko enyu yekupedzisira kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvisina magwaro kana kuti zviri kutyora mutemo, mashoko apa hamungavaudza?
Muchidimbu tingangoti vanhu teedzerai mitemo, ivai nemagwaro ekufambisa akakwana. Kana maenda kune dzimwe nyika, teedzerai mitemo yenyika idzodzo kuitira kuti mugare zvakanaka murunyararo. Kana waita dambudziko nemurawo, enda unokumbira kuti embassy yeZimbabwe ikubatsire kana ichikwanisa. Asi kana wachikora unofanira kutongerwa nemhosva dzako idzodzo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much. Time is not on our side. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, US-based ZANU-PF member Mr. Frank Guni, Concerned Citizens Director Mr. Tim Muringai, who is in Ohio, also in America, and ZEP National Coordinator Mr. Edward Muchatuta, who is in Beitbridge. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Jonga Kandemiri.